What kind of medical problems did you have before you joined the Ornish program?
Well, I think a fair description of mine was a situation of gradual and progressive deterioration in a variety of health indices. I was overweight. My blood sugar was coming up. I was on blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine. And then I had a spike in the creatinine levels indicating compromised kidney function. And all this came in the context where I thought I was eating pretty well, albeit a local Asian diet. And my profile included a history of athletics, but injuries took me off the courts. But I'm also a foodie, and I kept eating, but not exercising as much. And the weight gain kind of showed up in a lot of different indices. So it was one of a progressive decline, just a gradual slippery slide that I wasn't fixing on my own. I heard about the Ornish program from my primary care physician. For years, he'd been gently cajoling me about losing some weight. He happens to be a vegan, and for years he had patiently talked to me about the benefits of a plant-based diet. And, you know, somehow it just never took. As I said, I thought I was eating pretty well, but the weight wasn't coming down, and when the elevated creatinine numbers first came in, I was shocked. And he suggested the Ornish program, and I was really attracted to it because it was different and it put me in control of trying to make a fix. And if you don't do anything different than you're doing, you're not going to get anything different than you got. And I immediately said, I'm in. And he said, you know, this is a big commitment. And I said, I'm in. And he said, this lifestyle change could not only address your weight, but it could get you off, you know, your meds. And I thought that was, frankly, I thought that was too good to be true. But I repeated, I'm in. And that's how we got started.
Did you think you could ever eat a vegetarian diet?
We ate quite a bit of plants, but no, not really. But it was remarkably easy. I wasn't a big meat and locomoco and chocolate dessert guy, but as I thought I was eating pretty well, albeit a typical local diet. And this is where the Ornish dietitian really shined. She sold a plant-based diet in spades. Her mantra was, you can eat with abundance. And she gave us wonderful things as examples. She explained the nutritional aspects. She directed us in how to keep up with the plant-based diet and measure our consumptions. But more importantly, the plant-based diet meals hit the flavor points, and the taste was great, and they made you feel really fulfilled. And my wife came in on it. I offered to make her other things, and she said, no, I'm in. Here's tasting good. And since the conclusion of the program, I've stayed with it because I don't feel impoverished or denied anything at all.
Did you exercise, practice yoga, or meditation before the program?
Exercise, yes, not enough, but yoga, not really, and meditation, no. And this component was really a welcome surprise. I got to enjoy and feel the benefit from the yoga and meditation. It was a very pleasant addition to my experience. I mean, what's not to like about feeling better and getting more in touch with one's insides? And most importantly, for me, I got the hots to exercise every day, which I've been doing since the beginning of the program. And I really look forward to it, to the exercise and afterward.
How about the group therapy component? How was that?
The group was interesting. We had a cohort of 11, and it was a way to reinforce the experience and to give people a sense that they're not alone. Everybody's going through it. The group was very, very diverse, as diverse as Hawaii is. But we all had one single unifying characteristic, and that was that we all wanted to take control and improve the health. The actual profile of the group dynamic was modeled after a time-honored tradition of organizational behavior in the business school, where you get everybody to say one word and then later on let them expand on it. And that seemed to be pretty effective. We had a cohort of 11, and everybody showed remarkable improvement. Nobody quit the program. We got together the other day after, quote, graduation, and everybody was staying with the program. So, you know, the program was batting 11 out of 11 in my cohort, and that's pretty impressive.
How did you feel when you got your creatinine specifically from your doctor? Did you think you would have to go on dialysis? Did you think it would be reversible?
I was really devastated when I saw the spike in creatinine levels, indicating compromised kidney function. The number went to a level that was close to twice what a guy my age should have, and I was, like I say, I was devastated. I felt worse. I went to a kidney specialist, told it was irreversible, and the best I could hope for was to suspend a progressive decline or slow it. Well, at the end of the 9-week program, my creatinine number had fallen to about 60% to normal levels, meaning essentially reversing irreversible kidney disease. And that was a huge deal for me, and it was achieved while enjoying a very tasty, entirely satisfied plant-based diet. And that big return came with absolutely no sense of dietary impoverishment whatsoever. That was a huge kicker for me.
Your creatinine, when you started the program, was it, you said 1.7?
Yes.
And then after, when you checked it again, it was 1.2?
1.1.
1.1, so it was back to normal. That's wonderful. How about your diabetes?
My blood sugar had always run a little bit on the high side, but then it really entered the lower end of what could be defined as diabetes. And blood sugar levels lowered somewhat. I still have some. I came off two of the three of the blood pressure medications I was on and cut the cholesterol by half. And I don't know, I guess when I went into the program, my cholesterol was in the 140 area. When I ended, it was in the 117 area. And the BP at the end was something like 100 to 110 over something like 70. So the Ornish program is posited as a heart restoration program, but I found it to be much, much more. The kidney part was huge, and coming off the meds, it was just very satisfying.
And you've lost a lot of weight too, as far as I understand.
Yeah, 15-20 pounds.
Yeah. That's pretty good. In just 9 weeks.
Yeah. And something about this, the whole program gets me into the weight room every day.
Mm.
So walking, stairs, and doing, and I feel great afterwards.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, two things. I think one has to give maximum credit to the leadership within HMSA for recognizing the value of the Ornish program. They're committed to the effort to improve health and avoid problems. Given the kind of improvement that I saw, without meds, without surgeries, without hospital visit, it makes good economic sense. But I think the HMSA support of Ornish reflects a corporate courage that should be acknowledged. The second point that is the enthusiasm and quality of the Ornish professional staff makes the program not only work effectively, but it really helps to knock down the personal barriers of the participants. Physicians, nurses, dietitians, yoga, and social staff not only make the program work better, but they're very knowledgeable and extremely engaging. As a base example, the front door is about 100 feet away from the front desk. And when you walk through the door, you can see two or three smiling faces greeting you 100 feet away. Their enthusiasm and engaging was wonderful. The staff is genuinely enthusiastic about helping all the cohort participants, and their commitment made the effort to take control very easy. They've got a really first-class group of people. My cohort, we had success rate of 11 out of 11, and the team there made it wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's going to be inspiring to other patients.